Malapit sa gitna
rapid
nito,
explosive intensification. These are the words the State Weather Bureau in the Philippines used to describe a strengthening Typhoon Noru as it approached the island nation on Sunday. It was a Category 5 when it hit land, sending waves crashing onto shores and bringing with it powerful winds and torrential rains. In a matter of 24 hours, the fiercest winds increased by nearly 100 kilometers an hour, one of the fastest acceleration on record. The most vulnerable people, those along the coast, in low-lying communities, and in areas prone to landslides, had only hours to scramble to safety.
13 years ago, scores of people died in the village where this school is located after Typhoon Kitsana created flash floods. So now, many don't need to be told. They've already evacuated their homes.
The memory is fresh on their minds. Many of their neighbors drowned and their bodies were never found.
When Typhoon Kitsana hit, our house went underwater. We weren't able to salvage any of our belongings.
We've been afraid of typhoons since Kitsana, and especially now that I've had a baby.
Noru is the most powerful storm to batter the Philippines this year. Comparisons were quickly drawn to Kitsana and several cyclones that followed. Government officials pledged to save as many lives as possible.
Ahead of time, preposition.
We've propositioned personnel and equipment ahead of time. We've got rescue swimmers, inflatable boats, divers, and medical units.
Air and sea travel, as well as government work and school classes, have been suspended until Monday at least, when Noru is expected to leave the country. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.